All right. Welcome everyone to the, August 17th, 2021 VC HTTP API call. Huge thank you to Mike Prorock, who is scribing. Our agenda is here. Let me go ahead and put the agenda there in the chat channel. If you are new to the call, I see two fellow Jitsters on the call. If you could identify yourself, by going to the bottom right, three dots, go up to more actions, and then click on your icon so that you can name yourself. That would be great. And if you want to stay anonymous, that is fine as well. Agenda is in the chat channel. Today on the agenda, we have this review and introductions, reintroductions, if we have any. We have a reminder for the renaming poll. We have the majority of the call. We're going to focus on the simple majority objection on the GNAP decision. If we get through that, we'll focus on feature scoping. The use cases group did some work on feature scoping, and then we'll cover pull requests at the very end if we can get to that. Are there any updates or changes to the agenda? Any other items folks would want to discuss today? Okay, if there are no other topics, let's go to introductions and reintroductions. Is there anyone new on the call that would like to introduce themselves? Doesn't have to be fancy, just your name, kind of where you work or why you're interested in this work, and a little bit of background on you, a couple of sentences. And don't be shy. We're a friendly group most of the time. All right. Any reintroductions? Folks are being shy today. Okay. If there are no intros or reintros, we'll go ahead and get started. I expect today might be, well, actually here, let me start with that. I expect today might be a lively discussion. Just a reminder to use the queue. So type Q+ if you want to say something and you want to put yourself on the queue, or you can raise your hand in Jitsi. You'll go on a queue and we'll recognize people usually in order. Remember that we're operating on the code of ethics and professional conduct, at W3C. So be kind to your, colleagues here. Avoid any kind of accusatory or charged language. Just try to be, you know, nice to each other as we engage. All right. So, first item up is the poll reminder. We have a poll that is going on right now. I'll put the link into the chat channel. So this is the current renaming poll reminder. That points to the email. That email contains the link to the poll. We have about 20 people that have weighed in on the name so far. It's shaping up, you know, about as you would expect it. I'm not very surprised by, where some of the votes are going. But there's still, you know, at least 2 days. So the poll's going to auto close on the 19th. It was a 7-day poll. And so it'll automatically close and we will share the result of that with the working group. So we'll share the raw data so that everyone can see what the poll outcome was. Again, you know, it's not shaping up to be a crazy outcome. But we may need to chat a bit more about it, after the poll closes. So just a reminder, if you have not gone and weighed in, please do. And that is that item. Okay. Next up is, the simple majority objection with GNAP KBAT. I believe, Joe, you were concerned about one of the decisions. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, because I have not been able to check in with you on whether I'm off base or not. So my understanding is there was one resolution that you felt was almost perfect disagreement, like it was a 50-50 split, or close to it. And, there are a number of other people that said that they didn't like seeing that either. It was also, I also did not make it clear that we were going to, you know, try to do consensus first and then fall back to supermajority and then fall back to simple majority. And I failed to say that at the beginning of the call. So I think that messed with expectations. And then more than likely, if I had said that, there might have been an objection at that point. So I believe, Joe, you're saying there's one decision in there that came very close, and that is the one that you would like to look at, and that's the GNAP KBAT thing.
That's right.
Go ahead, Joe.
I would frame one bit differently. There really are two things that I think we should do as a result of this. One is about consensus as to whether or not the resolution that was recorded as passed was appropriate, and separately having a conversation about that particular feature and whether or not, in fact, supporting GNAP is what the group wants to do. The evidence to me was that there was not consensus, and part of the mechanics in the CCG charter allow anyone who has a principled objection to stop a work item at the point it is being approved by the working group or by the community group. So the notion that we would have a simple majority and push forward something that didn't have a strong consensus kind of doesn't work with that. And we could address that with working with the chairs and amending the charter to have a clearer or simpler or more flexible approach, but we don't have that. And that would take going through the charter update process. So I think the simple option here is, you know, that we didn't have consensus. We remove that item. We allow features of GNAP to emerge in the spec organically as opposed to requiring it at this point in the process as a must. And that's what I would propose.
All right. Any other, well, we need feedback from the group. So this is, you know, a change. This would be a change in a decision we made previously. Just as a reminder to everyone, W3C process basically says that you can always go back and reopen issues that have resolutions if you have new information or if, you know, the landscape changes. So there's an argument here that, you know, people that it, since it happened or having second thoughts about that being that having been an appropriate way to decide at least this one item. But we'll need other people to speak up and speak their mind about this. And in the end, I believe, Joe, we will need a concrete proposal. I would like you to write that proposal. Well, actually, no, I would like anybody to write proposals, but you know, we need a concrete set of proposals.
My proposal is in GitHub. And if you accept my suggestion there, then you can, I would support pushing and merging that. Like, I don't know how to be more specific than simply erase this resolution. That's my proposal.
Okay. So is that the link I put in there? I'm just trying to, I don't know if I saw that yet. And, Mike, I will go ahead and scribe for you. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I just wanted to note two things. I mean, one with my chair hat on, which is we are aware, as Joe noted in his issue, that there is a gap in some of the work item process documentation, particularly around links out to how to handle, you know, these kinds of issues, one, and then two, links out to definition of consensus per normal W3C spec. So that is something we as chairs are addressing. The other is as a taking chair hat off now and putting just regular contributor, you know, member of the group hat on, I definitely share identical concerns to what Joe has raised. And am strongly in favor of moving forward with the proposal as he made in the GitHub issue, which was to basically just say that we've got a principled objection to this and would like this removed. And then, you know, ultimately there are other things that can follow from that, which is no one saying GNAP in and of itself is horrible or whatever else, right? That can organically emerge, but the way that this was handled has strong concerns. So that's all I've got on that topic at the moment.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Justin, you've got the floor.
Yeah, I actually agree with the fact that the process as used in this group is a bit of a mess, because, you know, if you want, no matter whether you want to style it as principled objection or not, any system that is able to be completely derailed by one upset individual is going to lead to a system where you end up just taking out everything that isn't somebody's favorite. And you're going to be left with a bunch of toothless, non-interoperable nonsense. And I don't think that's what this group is here for, though I could be wrong. Regardless, I will say that the objections to this resolution as it went through sound a lot like simply trying to win a fight that was lost after the fact by leaning on the shoddier parts of a shoddy process. Now, I agree that the process ought to be fixed. That is a W3C matter. For this group to, and its chairs to figure out how they want to manage these things, especially going forward. But I also think it sets a dangerous precedent for someone to simply say, I actually don't like this, and so I'm going to just say it needs to not happen. Because this is exactly the problem that led to the frustration, that led to the adoption of this whole voting mechanism in the first place. Because you now have a person saying they disagree and thereby saying that that means it can't happen.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Joe, you're up.
Yeah. Politely, Justin, I think that's not the situation we're in. There was far more than one person. I've been the lone voice on many working group calls with this community where I was the one guy who was saying, hey, we shouldn't use this feature. This feature's stupid, or it's got privacy issues or whatever. And I agree. A single person holding everything up, is a problem that our process should be able to handle. But what we had was a virtually split decision where half the room said, no, we don't think this is a good idea. It wasn't just one person who held up the process. So that's my comment.
Respectfully, Joe, that's not what I was commenting on, but let's move on.
I'm sorry. I thought we were commenting about this specific text that was voted on by about a 50-50 vote.
No, I was commenting about your objections to the process and the way that objection is being handled. I haven't said anything about the text in the spec. As you stated previously, Joe, that is a separate issue and should be discussed separately.
I'm totally baffled by what you think you're talking about. I'm not following it. There is a PR that I have an objection to, and I'm saying that I don't think the process that went through and made that decision is coherent with CCG processes. So I don't think it's a valid resolution, and I think it's a bad idea. To accuse me of some sort of bad behavior, I'm trying not to get frustrated at that. What it looks to me from an outsider, I'm not an outsider, but with that hat on, that meeting was specifically structured to enable the pushing through of unpopular resolutions. And I think we need to avoid the appearance that we have that kind of insider baseball, because it's not appropriate to collaborative standards development.
All right. So I'm going to skip being on the queue. Adrian, you're next. We do want to get, you know, as much input as possible. So if folks that have not spoken want to provide some input here, it's good. Again, just a reminder, I think we are purely talking about 4 lines of text in a PR. I understand that there's a whole bunch else that kind of went into the creation of that text, but I think that's really what we're looking at. Joe's concrete proposal is take that resolution out, undo that resolution, we are driving towards putting that up as kind of one of the concrete proposals. Go ahead, Adrian.
I just want to say that I see this exactly the same way as Justin does. There isn't just the one person thing has to do with the process. And as far as the resolution is concerned, the resolution had maybe a slim majority, but it did have a majority. So that's more than one person. I don't remember how many people voted. Maybe it was 6. Maybe it was more. Maybe it was 8. And so if we want to talk about a principled objection to the process, which is, I think, what Justin was saying, and, you know, let's have that conversation. If we want to have another resolution other than this one and see, you know, whatever the process allows to do that. But right now, I see this exactly the same way as Justin does. Thank you.
So real quick, Adrian, Justin, do you all have like concrete counter proposals that we could take up? Like we could run as an alternate. So, I mean, there are a couple of options here. One of them is we just run that same resolution again and see where we end up. And before we do that, we agree to the bar that we want to meet, which is more than simple majority, maybe supermajority to consensus, for it to pass. So that's one option. The other option is to basically, make a resolution to undo that resolution, saying there's no resolution. And then we'll take the issue up at a later call. Is there any concrete proposal, Justin, Adrian, or anyone else in the group that you can think of that has a high chance of achieving consensus specifically related to this one resolution we're talking about? I see Adrian on the queue.
Well, I, for one, if we reopen this resolution or this issue, you know, prematurely, I'm not saying that, you know, I will make a very strong objection to it, as you guys know that I have been so far. We could try to do this again instead of, you know, moving on. And, you know, I've opened other issues in other contexts, CCG contexts, to talk about this same thing without using the term GNAP explicitly. And depending on how those things go, you know, we could revisit this a month from now, let's say, after doing all the other stuff that we have to do. And we might have a consensus, either because I will not have a strong objection or my objection will be considered unprincipled or whatever. But if you open this right now, I will make a strong objection to, you know, to a supermajority vote, and you're not going to have a consensus around something that relates to this delegation issue, as long as you don't ask me to leave the group.
Thank okay. You. So Adrian, I believe if I read that correctly, your concrete proposal is to, remove this temporarily, but delay the discussion around it. Meaning don't say it one way or the other. We're just deferring the discussion of, GNAP key bound access tokens to a later date.
Yes, or to put it differently, I don't want to insist that this particular delegation issue be taken up in VCHTTP if it is being taken up, if it's deemed to be out of scope here and in scope somewhere else. And if that is the way things are going to go, then, you know, we'll see. We'll see in a couple of weeks. But for now, I say this should stand unless there's a process issue that's been raised by Joe, which again, that's a process issue. It's not about this resolution.
Justin, go ahead.
Ultimately, since we are now talking about the specific text of the resolution, and not the process, ultimately what I am failing to understand is what grievous harm having this resolution as a target for work for the spec has. What issue does this cause to say that right now this group thinks at some point we should write this into the specification? And still figure out what exactly that means. Quite frankly, from my perspective as an experienced technical editor, it literally just needs to be the sentence, you could use a keybound access token as specified by GNAP to call the VCHTTP API. And you're done. So I don't, genuinely don't understand the adamant rejection that some people are having for this from either a specification issue or a technical issue. The only arguments that I've heard are that you don't understand it, you don't like it, and you're not sure why, or it's just not ready yet. And the latter is absolutely silly for a new specification that itself is barely getting started. If at a future point, this working group decides that that is a feature that needs to be cut, or there is harm caused to the specification and to interoperability for having it specified, then it can be cut then. As Manu has pointed out, these can be revisited. So I don't understand the amount of effort being put into litigating this and why, quite frankly, it is a hill that so many are willing to die on. This is not a hill I'm going to die on myself. If this group doesn't want to do this, then this group won't do this. So what? I still think it's a good idea. But consensus does not mean that everybody is happy. And so I'm trying to figure out if this is something somebody can truly not live with as a target for a specification that is not yet written.
All right. Thanks. Justin, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I think I don't have a problem with it being a should. Justin, it's fine that there's a shared goal to support GNAP. I think GNAP seems pretty cool. But to make it a must at this stage, when both specs are not finalized, would bind this particular implementation in a way that is not as easily changed as you're suggesting. My experience in exactly these groups in this community are that decisions that get anchored early on are extremely hard to change later. Believe me, I've tried. And it's a pain in the butt and you ruffle a lot of feathers. And so putting in something that barely had a majority support and that people have serious questions about because we don't know the mechanism that you're asking us to put in, right? When the VCs or DIDs referenced crypto suites, it was a specific mechanism that this property could have these kinds of values and it's extensible in this way, right? We didn't require that XYZ crypto suite was supported. What was proposed was a specific mechanism that was known to support that. And if we had something concrete like that, then I think we could evaluate it a lot better. But this is basically saying, hey, this thing that's not defined yet must support this other thing that's not yet defined. And I think that's bad engineering. That's all.
All right. I'm noting that we're starting to hear from the same people over and over again. And that's usually, you know, not necessarily a good thing. We're probably going to have to move on. I wanted to see, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, if the implementers don't implement this, then there's not much to do. Without my organizer hat on, you know, I can see this going either way. I mean, it's going to be, as Justin said, it's going to be a statement in the specification and the implementers are going to decide that they don't want to implement it. And we'll find that out later. And so I'm kind of curious to see if there are implementers that are going, the ones that have implemented the API thus far. Are you planning on doing an app implementation. But before I do that, I wanted to see if, you know, Justin, or Adrian would object to that question being asked. I'm not trying to, you know, be sneaky or do anything other than just figure out if there's implementer interest at this point in time. Go ahead, Ori.
Speaking for our implementation and, you know, support of the current test suites, we are not planning on implementing support for MAP at this time. We're not saying that we wouldn't want to implement support for it at some point in time in the future. So, you know, to be as direct as possible, we're not going to participate in interoperability testings that require GNAP implementations.
Go ahead, Adrian.
I am in the process, slow, of implementing GNAP for access to a verifiable credential, vaccination credential type thing. And that's been going on for 2 months now. It's on pause while I wait for better advice. I also am aware of at least one other major contributor to our work that it doesn't happen to be on the call right now that has told me that their group might start working on this later this month or at this point. Yeah, later this month. So I know of two, and I'm obviously not going to speak for them, but I know of two implementations already. Thank you.
Before, Mike, you go, we've got to avoid the I know of, statements. We need folks to specifically say whether or not they're gonna do it. Go ahead, Mike. You might be muted, Mike.
Yeah, keyboard shortcuts got me again. Thanks, Amanda. Yes, I was just going to note, pure implementer hat only, that we have no plans on implementing GNAP at this time, similar to Ori. It doesn't mean we're not interested in it. I actually like it quite a bit from a, you know, overall goal standpoint, but given that we're already playing in very early stuff here with VCHTTP API, I am loath to introduce things that are not yet additionally finalized as much as possible into that, especially as we're also are bringing this, you know, to market and working with, you know, customers on things on top of what's already been defined. So we're keeping ourselves confined to OAuth 2 for the time being.
Go ahead, Justin.
So I think that there's a lot of confusion, or there remains rather a lot of confusion about what all of this various, what impact all of these various resolutions would actually have on the specification. People are acting like this is going to cause the community to have to rip out everything that they've ever done and support a protocol that they've never heard of or that they don't like or anything like that. And that's not and has never been what this has been about. What Adrian brought up and what I had concretely proposed was that as an HTTP-based API that had security elements to it, this API that this group is defining really ought to embrace the fact that secure access to the API is a fundamental question. And in doing so, make use of the best tools out there for doing so, for describing how to access it, for describing how to ask for access to it. That is the part that drove each of those resolutions. And so it legitimately, as I have given concrete examples of numerous times, would simply be for every endpoint to say, this is the kind of thing you ask for when you're talking to this endpoint and doing this kind of thing here, like you would do with any API. And in addition to that, have one paragraph that says, if you are using OAuth 2, use rich authorization requests structured like this, using all of the information that's listed at each of those endpoints. If you are using GNAP, then use all of this information in the GNAP access request that is listed in all of those endpoints. And that's it. I have adamantly spoken against any further profiling. I was strongly against saying anything about client credentials. I was strongly against mandating implementation support for these things. What these questions are about is what the specification text ought to address. How it does that is a matter for this working group to decide. And if that is truly that offensive to the working group, then this working group really should just define an API and ignore security until it has to.
All right. Thanks, Justin. We've got two other implementers on the call, MavenNet Secure Key. Is there anyone else on the call that's implementing this that would like to say anything? Go ahead, Mahmoud.
I don't really have a long statement to make, but I have no, like, objection of any kind to GNAP, but we just don't have it on that, you know, roadmap to be implemented, really. Maybe down the line. And so maybe my proposal is we switch it to a should rather than a must. But, you know, that's where we're standing.
All right. Thanks, Mahmoud. Go ahead, Mike.
Sure. Thank you. So much like MavenNet, SecureKey is not planning on implementing a GNAP interface to this API at this time. However, we do see the benefits of the GNAP protocol for establishing the trust and obtaining that access token. So, yeah, I'll put it on the future roadmap for SecureKey, but not at this time.
Right. So let me try. And so, Justin, I think you said multiple times you're baffled by why this response is happening. I'm purely channeling what I'm hearing. I think folks are concerned that there's already enough work to do and no one's ready to do anything with GNAP. And so even putting this statement in the specification implies that we're going to be working on this at some point in the near future. Meaning that, you know, customers see these discussions and they see the API and they see statements about GNAP and they start asking questions like, where are you going to do GNAP and what's the status of that and that kind of stuff. And because at least a number of the implementers today have basically said, we have no plans to do it anytime soon. We're really busy with other stuff. That I think might be partly where the practical implementer concerns coming from. In addition to the, other, you know, process type concerns. And I believe, I mean, you know, the counter argument is like, but we're not saying you have to do anything. I think, you know, a number of the implementers are like, if it's in the specification, we will eventually have to do something about it. There will be, you know, there will be focused talks on it, just like the conversation we're having right now. We're talking about MAP. We're eating up, you know, call time on the topic. I think there's concern about further discussion over something that many of the implementers are not wanting to implement. Go ahead. Well, let's see. I think, yeah, go ahead. Mike, you're up next.
Sure. I just would like to clarify that we do see the value, the SecureKey does very much see the value in the GNAP protocol. And once again, reiterate that we are planning on implementing it. But I agree with the statement that we aren't sure how it fits at this time. So Justin's comments relating to, you know, securing the API and if you're using GNAP, use it this way, I think still hold water. I'm not necessarily a big fan of a lot of shoulds in a protocol because it makes it difficult to implement. But yeah, just to be clear that we do see a future roadmap that includes this API and the GNAP protocol. However, if this spec is written in, you know, a way that that door can be left open for future profiling, I think that's probably the right path at this time, right? If we're talking about access tokens, controlling access to the API, GNAP is a way of getting those, we can move forward.
All right, so I'm going to try and strike a balance between what I'm hearing. I heard that I think Justin, Adrian, you two would be okay with us keeping that resolution as is in there. And I'm going to propose that we delay any conversation around GNAP for 6 months. So that enables us to focus on some of the things that other folks in the group want to focus on. It doesn't take GNAP completely off the table, but it addresses the time boxing concerns that I think some people have. Joe, I don't know if that works for you. And if it doesn't work for you, Joe, I'm at a loss as to, I'm afraid that running the proposal you want to run is going to cause more damage to group cohesion. So I'd rather say keep the resolution as is. Nobody liked the way we got there. Let's delay acting on that resolution for 6 months and then revisit it in 6 months. Justin, Adrian, would that work for both of you?
I put my note in the chat. If you change it to some months, as I said before, I think this may wash out one way or another over the space of a month or three. I would completely agree with that. 6 months seems like a long time, but if it has to be six, it can be six.
Okay. Would you object to six? I want to put something concrete in there that gives people a feeling like we're going to have some enough time to talk about other things for a good chunk of time. 3, 4, 5, 6. What would you prefer?
It doesn't matter. When the time comes, if it's six now and we decide to accelerate it for some reason, we will. So okay. It's not a material issue.
Okay, good. Joe, what are your thoughts on that? Would you be okay with just running that proposal?
If it's not changing the PR, I would oppose it. If you're talking about keeping the resolution in the notes, but correcting the PR so that we aren't currently acting on it, because I think that PR is acting on that resolution.
What if we change the PR so that it says the working group has also agreed to delay work on the GNAP stuff for 6 months and put a concrete date in there? So we will change the PR, but we will not remove it entirely. We're going to modify the resolution.
So I don't believe the working group has done exactly what you proposed. The working group hasn't had a resolution. This group did. And there was no process whereby, like it did in other task force, where you go back to the main group and you share the resolutions, and then the main group can have their input on it. So I really think this is a process violation. And I know I'm going to object if that text is at the PR.
Okay. What's the escalation process there, Joe? And I'm asking because I'm like curious. I don't know what, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, we don't have a chair for this group. We have an absence of leadership. We are operating in a complete process vacuum, and we can't make rules up as we go. And this is the problem on the process side, is that we engage in this work without using the tools that we have learned, the bureaucratic tools that we have learned, help create good standards. So I think we need to get our process act in order. And, you know, I'm not sure what the right way to escalate it is, but, you know, we can't continue operating this way.
Mike, you're on the queue.
Sorry, I was muted there. Yeah, and I was just going to speak in from chair standpoint and having checked in with a few folks in leadership over at W3C. I think Joe's noting something important, which is that we have not clearly stated for the individual working groups who is the chair, how to handle that for the individual groups. One possible path is to just state in the CCG, you know, process and agree as a community that editors can act in that role, et cetera. But typically the way, things were being read from my perspective, as a chair and then from discussion with other folks in W3C was that in this case, it should raise up to the editors of the spec. If resolution can't be found there, that then, it would be escalated to the community group, chair. So that would be myself, Heather, and Wayne. And then from there to, you know, back into, W3C proper in the event that for some reason this process escalated beyond then. And I would note from my standpoint, I do agree with Joe where I think a lot of this is because of lack of well-defined process. You know, creating the situation, you know, to begin with. So my concern that I will air as a chair is that if we don't get some of this stuff addressed as a community from a process standpoint, we're going to circle right back to this point where we're at now. And that concerns me. The individual, you know, proposal and resolution, to me, that's just a symptom, right? That's not the actual issue going on. So I just wanted to note that.
All right. I'm trying to figure out if I want to push this or not. So Joe, I do take a bit of an exception where you're stating that there's no leadership here. I specifically did not call myself chair because I believe operating like that is harmful to a community. I do understand that some people want some kind of leader to point to when things go off the rails like this. But the only alternative here is, you know, I say I'm chair and I override you, Joe. That's what I do in this case. Because I think group cohesion's better. I think it's better to kind of move on than to dwell on process issues like this, and get back to being productive. Go ahead, Joe. I'm looking to you to like try to figure out and give me something I can work with here, because I don't want to do what I'm getting ready to do, which is just say we're going to delay for 6 months. You're going to formally object to that or do some kind of objection, and then we're going to kick off some kind of process meta issue. Go ahead, Joe. You're muted, Joe, if you're talking.
Yeah, I was. I think you're creating a nightmare, Manu, with that proposal. The one person who has formal authority in the CCG who's on this call has acknowledged that we need to fix the process and given good reasons for it. And in his comments, Mike mentioned that it would normally be the editor. We don't have an editor either. So I would love for you to be the chair, Manu. But right now we do not have a chair of this little group, and we do not formally acknowledged and empowered. And we do not have an editor, and we're going to come back up to this again. And I really don't want to see manipulation of agendas and, similar sort of tactics where the process of how we make decisions gets changed for a particular meeting, which calls into question all the decisions made in those meetings. Like, I really think there's an existential problem about how we've been managing this group, and I think we need to fix it. You know, ignoring it's not going to work. That's all.
Just real quick, small correction, Joe. We do have editors. They were named when the work item started. They're listed in code owners. So we do at least have that.
Okay. I appreciate that. I did not know that.
Yeah. I'm going to delay. Mike, I think the chairs need to step in. The CCG chairs need to step in and make a ruling here. I think we've got some proposals that we can push in. What we may want to do next call is specifically, elect a chair. Specifically highlight if there are any objections to the editors that we currently have. And that would give us a clear path forward here. Again, I kind of disagree with that approach, but it feels like that's kind of what everyone's looking for. Go ahead, Ori, and then Mike, and then, Ted.
I agree that the CCG chair should make a call on this, and they should direct the editors to implement whatever call they make. And speaking with my editor hat on, I think no editor should ever implement a resolution that is clearly not the result of a consensus process for any W3C specification. And it doesn't matter whether the resolution happened, you know, in the past. If you're on the call and you can see working group members and you can see that they're objecting to it, it shouldn't go into a specification. And the editors are responsible for implementing working group consensus, not implementing whatever they believe is best. So I think in this case, the CCG chairs need to direct the editors to respect the consensus or lack thereof within the working group.
All right, thanks. Ori, go ahead, Mike, and then Ted.
Sorry, I was just finishing taking a note for the record there. We will definitely, and I can note from the kind of chairs meeting both this week and last week that this is a topic of concern at the chair level. We have decided that we will be making some adjustments and putting a PR out to the actual process docs for CCG to hopefully clarify this. So do be on the lookout for the, you know, on the mailing list for that. If there's a concrete proposal in this case that you would like to take to the chair, so I would like this overturned and, so, you know, something object or whatever, please do feel free to send that over to the chairs as a group. We don't want this discussed in isolation. So that's my only note from a chair hat standpoint there.
All right. Go ahead, Ted.
So it's clear from the way folks are talking about this group that we're in doing work in that that there is no consistency in thinking about what this group actually is. This is not a work group. It's not a work group at all. It is a subcommittee, a work item which coinage, to my mind, doesn't make a lot of sense when something is so vague as this work item is, of a community group which sort of substitutes for the incubation groups that used to exist, but don't really have a lot of W3 process imposed on them. Community groups can do whatever the hell they want. And that's leading to part of the problem. This community group decided it was going to reinvent the W3 within itself with these work items and sort of make them working groups, except not really. We don't have charters for these work items per se. We sort of get vague definitions of what we're going to do. And this whole controversy is over one of those vague decisions about what we think we might do involving a thing that we're going to try and define, which we might be able to do using a thing which is relatively well defined and understood, and or with a thing that is still fairly well undefined so far as anybody that I've talked to has said. And there are people willing to block all work process because one of those vagaries leaves a bad taste in their mouth. And it's all vague. It's all, we're going to look at this, but that, this thing isn't mature enough to do anything with, and it's not on our plate, so we have to wait. This thing is mature enough to do something with, and it's not perfect, but it'd get us someplace towards where we want to go. And we're not going to say that you have to use this thing that's been built. We're just going to say that you need to be able to do this kind of process with this kind of information. I'm pretty sure there's nobody here who really wants us to just say, OAuth 2, that's the way to go. It's hard bolted in. I'm pretty sure most of the people involved in this understand the value of loose coupling, understand the value of saying, here's some inputs and here's some outputs, and that's what you need to be able to work with. Yes, there was some clumsiness in how some process was handled. We're not really a group of any kind that anybody's ever seen before. We're not acting like any other group. So things are going to get messy sometimes because we don't have a defined process as much as we might think that we've tried to do that. W3's got 30 years under their belt, and we didn't just mimic what they did. We reinvented it. Bad move on our part. But we're here now, and we're trying to produce something that will be of some use to at least the people involved in what we're doing, and maybe to the outside world. I think that's really the ultimate goal, is we make something good enough that it does something better than the other alternatives that are out there. If we can at least agree on that, and start thinking at least that the other people involved in the call are trying to act in good faith, then maybe we can at least say, this stuff is vague enough that we don't know what's going to happen yet, but this other stuff is vague enough that we have a vague idea that it's going to turn into Jell-O, so let's look at that at least. We can work on the Jell-O, the cloud may turn into something that starts to coalesce, and then we can blend the two together later. But trying to solve the stuff that involves cloud vapor right now isn't doing any of us any good. And throwing yourself on the railroad tracks because something didn't quite go in the perfect process that you'd like it to go is not helpful to anybody. End of rant.
All right. Thanks, Ted. How about this for next steps? If you want to see something concrete done with this issue, send it to the mailing list with a concrete proposal for the CCG chairs to consider. That's it. We're not going to be revisiting this item on here, at least for the foreseeable future. We're going to be focusing on concrete issues and concrete pull requests so that we can make progress. And I will absolutely be trying to avoid a meta conversation like we've had today. I think it's just a waste of everyone's time, largely. That's not to impugn anyone. I think everyone here is acting in good faith and trying to do the right thing. It's just we're way down a process meta discussion, and that's not why people the vast majority of people, you know, want to participate in this group. We want to build whatever the VCHTTP API is, right? Okay, so next week, we are going to be hearing from the folks at Trinzic on their API. And we are going to be focusing on scoping, because that's a, you know, it's a regular complaint. What's our scope? Exactly what are we working on? So we'll be taking a look at the use case teams, diagrams, their flows, the endpoints, and trying to make some scoping statements about what's definitely in scope and what's out of scope. And then, you know, issues and pull requests on top of that. That is it for the call today. Thank you, everyone, for participating. And we'll chat again next week. Ciao.